With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero. On 1250 AM, The Fan, I'm Mike McGivern. We are trying to get a hold of Bingo Emmons and Scott Vasquez. He is with Hallman Lindsay Paints, and looking forward to talking with Scott a little bit. I'll tell you, I did not know a lot about Hallman Lindsay Paints until this week, and been doing a little bit of research on this company, and I'll tell you what, it's pretty interesting. I look, for me to talk about paints for an hour might be a little bit difficult, but when you got a guy like Scott Vasquez, who's going to be joining us here in a minute, they're located 106 West Florida Street in Milwaukee. Phone number is 414-223-2606. 414-223-2606. Again, Hallman Lindsay Paints. And looking forward to talking to him. And we're now joined by my co-host. He's the owner of Creative Construction of Wisconsin. He's Bingo Emmons. Bingo, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I've got a lot of stuff coming up. You got one of our favorite material companies. I'll get back to that in a second. But next week, we got the Denario Home Improvement Show on the 15th, 16th, and 17th. We're going to be at booth 523, and it's also the 50th anniversary of NARI, and they're going to have it's designed through the decades.
That's awesome.
A couple weeks ago, Bob was on talking about he's in charge of the 70th. The design through the decades is going to be there. This is a 60 years for any organization. That's a long time.
Yeah,
they're next weekend, October 15th, 16th, and 17th, and we'll be there along with Current Electric. Will be there. I don't know the booth number. I know ours is 523.
Yeah, well, if Ray's listening, he'll text me the booth number, and we'll let people know where they're going to be. And I know they're always out there and doing a great job. And man, 50 years that NARI Milwaukee's been around, and you got to give a lot of people throughout the years a lot of credit. Because, from when they started, and it's the biggest organization of its kind in the country. And they've got great management over there and people in that front office that work really, really hard. And Michelle Brown, she just does a great job when it comes to setting up their shows. And it certainly will be a big show. And I know a lot of people have reached out to me to say, hey, look, are you going to be over there? I won't be working the show for those guys for this one. But hopefully in the future, I'll be back doing the MC and stuff like that.
Maybe he could put you as a guest celebrity in the creative booth.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard, so we will. if that's what they're looking for, all they've got to do is ask, because I certainly would be there for sure. Hey, we're trying to get a hold of Scott Vasquez from Hallman Lindsay Paints, and I'm hoping that we're able to get a hold of him. I know that I talked to him a couple of days ago, and he was set up ready to go today. Maybe something came up, but you know, the more that I've done research on this company, I didn't realize, man, this company's been around since 1956, so it's older than me, which is hard to believe. And their mission statement is to partner with customers to achieve a positive outcome for each painting project, for providing high quality products, superior business support, and a caring staff. Located again, 106 West Florida Street. You think pretty highly of this company, Bingo. I know that.
Oh yeah, I remember they only had one store. It was back in the old days, 124th and North, and they had a salesman, Dick Swanson, at the time. He's like, "Hey, any way I can talk to you into trying our product?" It worked. This was, we got a product that worked good on stucco. And I said, "Yeah, okay." People always say that, but it never does.
Right.
So then we did it. The job's over on it's on Lake Drive. It's on North and Lake Drive. It's a house. They did it. So in 1988, we went and recorded a house. It's kind of cold out, you know, end of December, you know, end of October going into November. And this guy's like, you try this product. You can do this product on the 35 degrees. It breathes real good. And every time I drive past that, I'm like, man, you know how old that product is? And still on it. It looks like it just was done a couple years ago. You know, you see a lot of times, especially in our industry, you see people paint a stucco home. You know, I won't say the brands that go bad, but you ever see them, they paint them on with 4 or 5 years, you see the stuff's like just peeling off everywhere. You know, and I, you know, because people, they just don't buy the right paint. And that's why I was hoping Scott could come up and explain some of the, you know, about some of the reasons why their products work better. And anyways, so that was always that one product that we did. And then you make an exterior product with patching. I'm sure we used it when we did your kitchen. I promise you.
Yeah.
Because they actually make a pay right now that actually says it says the Creative Construction plaster primer sealer. That's how long we've been with them because wow. We've been using that product. It's because it's a product that works, and you know, and we do a lot of stuff with them. So that was great. And another thing that we do, a lot of people don't know this, but we do epoxy floors. You know, because when we do all this. You know, a lot of times we do base epoxy floors and stuff. And that's how we got hooked up through that was through Hallmann's. They're like, hey, how would you like to try this product? And me and Zach says, well, I don't know. Every time people do epoxy floors, the stuff peels up all the time. You know, and he said, oh, no, we got one that works good. So they sent me and Zach out of town to Illinois, and we got trained. You know, by Rust-Oleum is the people that trained us. And then we actually used the product, not the stuff you actually buy on the shelf, but the product that, you know, you know, the stuff that you can't sell your normal customer because you got to wear protective gear and special mask, that kind of stuff. But, and that stuff works fantastic. We even did our own shop with that.
Well, I'll tell you what, again, we've left a couple of messages for Scott on his cell phone, so hopefully he gets back to us. But I just didn't realize, because I got to be honest, you know, when you're just going to paint a room in your house, and you don't know better, you just go into a big box store and you know, pick up some paint. And the difference between when you deal with somebody like Hallmann Lindsay and something that you just pick up because you think it's going to work better and it might cost a dollar less, it's a little bit different of a whole experience when you're dealing with a company like this and that's been around since 1956. Obviously, they know what they're talking about. They understand what it takes to not only help in a community, but be able to help guys like you figure out exactly what's needed for your clients.
Yeah, and if you go there and you can talk to them, they're good. Yeah, but you can go there and you can just talk to them. A lot of times they don't tell you the stuff that you don't want to hear. Because, you know, I got people, you know, they're going there. So I went there and you want me to sell me this stuff and that stuff, and I don't want to buy that stuff. And so you can't just do that. You gotta, you know, every good paint job has got to properly prep. You know, most people don't even wash the walls. They just paint over stuff. You call those companies, especially those national franchise type companies, you know, those guys is, you know, it's how fast they can get a room done, not the quality.
Hey, you know, the fact that they're, you know, located not only in our area, but up in Madison, a couple of stores in Madison, one in Kenosha. I've got one up in the Valley in the Northwoods. They're definitely, it's a statewide company that like you said, you remember when they had one location, and now there's a number of locations with Hallmann Lindsay Paint. And, well, I'll tell you what, they're, you know, the Sun Prairie store is one that I was looking at because it's, I know a lot of people up in the Madison area. And so if they're asking, hey, look, do you know anybody up here that we can do this with? I didn't before, but I certainly do now with the research I'm doing. And this is truly a statewide company.
Yeah. Yeah. They're a good company. It's our customer service too. That's really great. And, you know, back in the day, there's some times, you know, Creative Construction is, as who we are now. But back in the early 90s and stuff like this, where work was hard. You know, the union was going one way, you know, our company was going another way, you know, a bunch of stuff was going on. And we were like, man, I don't know. You know, we're getting a little behind on here. And Hallmann says, oh, man, we got your back. We trust you guys. We know you guys are going to be something. We got your back. And they always supported us. And whenever we had a problem, you know, because sometimes some things happen, something goes wrong, someone was a bad batch or something, and they just took care of it. was like, no questions. Hey, don't worry about it. Come on over, I'll pick you up, give some more product, we're all good. Just like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, on their website, it's HolmanLindsay.com, HolmanLindsay.com, if you want to go to it. And they've got a number of things that can help you. They've got a color gallery right on their website. Click and paint, prep and application guidelines. So when you're looking to get your walls or your kitchen done, make sure that you're looking at that prep and application guideline, like you talked about, how to get the walls ready to be painted so it looks great and you're doing it the correct way. Right on their website under resources, equipment and rental repair. So they've got stuff that they'll fix, and they also have equipment that they're going to rent. And then an easy way to contact the sales rep, if you have a bigger painting project that you need to make sure is polished perfect from the start, there is a sales rep that you can get in contact with. Depending on what area you're in or what area the job is in, you can get a contact for a sales rep from Holman Lindsay right in that area. And again, that color gallery, I think, for a guy like me, man, that really helps because you're able to at least get an idea before you go to their store. Get an idea on what you're looking for. There's a digital deck to find the perfect color for the next paint project that you're doing. And again, that's on the Holman Lindsay website. It's HolmanLindsay.com. And take a look at the resource side because it's going to help you during the project, but even more, it's going to help you prior to the project to make sure you're prepping the way it should be done before you go ahead and do the project. And I know that you and Zach are always, anytime that we're doing work together, I'm watching you guys do the work at my house, sometimes it'll be, hey, if you can get this done, Mac, then you know, we'll come in after you get this part of it done and we'll finish the job. And normally what'll happen is Zach will come in and just shake his head and he'll try to get the prep work done better than I got it done. But at least I'll get a start on it, and I think that makes a lot of sense. So, hey, let's get to a break. And what we'll try to do is we'll continue to try to get a hold of Scott Vasquez. And if not, Bingo, you and I will do the hour, and we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on over at Creative Construction of Wisconsin and talk a little bit about Current Electric, the two sponsors of this show. This is the Home Improvement Show built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric, home of the superheroes, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero. My co-host, he's Bingo Emmons. He's the owner of Creative Construction Wisconsin and, more important, the husband of Deb Emmons, who will not come on this show.
She's real close.
Yeah, she's real close.
She was right here.
Yeah.
Next to me, and she heard it coming out of commercial, and she ran away.
Man, I'll tell you what, for as tough a girl as she is, man, we can't get her to come on. Similar to Scott Vasquez, we've got two phone numbers for him, and we call the store, cannot find this guy. So yeah. I've tried his cell number, and I just got a text from somebody. We've tried that cell number.
We gave him a shot.
Yeah,
we did. It's a great product.
Look,
he got some other situation that came in and he's got to take care of. So.
Yeah, if he calls us, we certainly will we'll have him on. But right now, I can't get a hold of him. We call the store. They gave me another number. I call that number. It's going right to voicemail or it rang a few times. But Scott Vasquez, I'll tell you what, man. You know, you only get one shot on this show.
Yep. Oh, and you got to take it because, you know, that's a true fact. Because here's the deal. It is, the success of our company. I'm a fifth generation. I've been around. A few years ago, I was just the best plasterer ever. There was nobody better than me. Once I became 30 years old, there was nobody a better plasterer than me. And there's not much, and that's just kind of where it went. And me and the labor would do some stuff. I joined Nary. Company started growing. Then we met you, and then you started advertising. And now Sam texted me first thing this morning and said, hey, don't forget to tell people. You know, she said, you need to be a big boy and tell people you can't do any more full projects this year. You only got some room for some inside patching to do. You can't do this. You can't do that. And and then I'm doing a show this weekend.
Oh,
you know,
boy.
People are going to come to my show are going to say, hey, can you do my house this year? I'm going to be honest with you. These are all good problems. A lot of this is your fault.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. But hey, you know what? You let Sam know. We have been trying like heck to make a change on our website for this show, and we have tried 4 or 5 different ways to do this, and Sam's been extremely patient with me. And tell her I said thank you. It's out of my hands, and I am like, I'm going as far up the chain as I can to get this thing taken care of. And I'm telling you, she's been very patient with her emails. It's like, hey, Mike, just a reminder. Hey, Mike, I looked at this and just a reminder. And what she should be doing is like, hey, man, what's the problem with you? And she's not. And I really do appreciate that a lot. And I promise her that we will get that taken care of early this week. And I don't know exactly how, because every which way I go, you know, companies get kind of top heavy. And it's like, well, no, I don't think that comes in to me. You got to go this way or go that way. And it's just a simple fix. It's a simple fix. So you let Sam know that I truly appreciate her patience. And what a good problem to have. That, look, we have to be a big boy and tell people we can't do it between now and the end of the year. We've got to get into next year. And that's better than saying, man, I wish we had some work this week.
Oh yeah, you gotta be careful. I don't want to brag about it because you'd want to jinx it. But work is great. We're hiring. We're actually hiring. We just put on just a new person. A month ago, we put a guy in last spring, that's actually doing stucco jobs. Not the really complicated stucco jobs, but doing the basic stucco jobs. And he's already doing that stuff on his own already. Got a company truck and driving it. He's just one of those, he's like a natural. We have a couple of natural people. A lot of people that come work for us, they get started and say, well, I'm an artist. That's what you're looking for. Because, what we do, this is all we do, is we make stuff look like it wasn't repaired. That's what we do when we do repairs.
Yeah, that's the key.
And you just have to have, you have to have good eyes. And you find that person, and that's what we always say, you don't have to know how to do it with plastering. You don't have to know how to do what we do. But if you're willing to learn, you're willing to do what it takes to become good, we have that opportunity. And every once in a while I find someone that takes us up on it, and we're up like 17 people now.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Hey, Bigo, so because I'm around high school kids a lot when I was coaching, and I'm still around because I'm doing a lot of stuff when it comes to high school football right now, and then basketball come basketball season. And it seems to me that the idea years ago was the counselors at high school would tell kids, the top 80 or 85% of the class, they would talk about 2-year, 4-year college. And then for that next 10%, maybe they would talk about, maybe the military. And then they'd get to that last 5 and say maybe the trades. And I think that's starting to change quite a bit, because it's interesting to me how many people, either parents or kids will come up to me and say, hey, look, I heard that you recommended, this kid for this company in the trades when they got out of high school, and it's really working well for them. Hey, do you have anything for me? Do you have anything? I'm thinking about this. I might want to be a plumber, or I want to be this, or I want to be that. Want to be an electrician, things like that. And I'm finding it's very encouraging to me that young people are at least starting to look at the trades as a really viable option instead of a 2 or 4-year college.
Yeah, and it's hard for us because, I've always been the education guy for Nary all these years. And that's what I do, is I like to teach people. And, we have 2 guys that we hire for Pathways. Actually, they were actually at that church when you and Zach were doing that thing at that church.
Yeah. Hold on.
Those kids are young, right? Okay, they graduate high school. So then I'm just assuming, they're typical Pathway kids. They come work for us in the summer and then go to work in the fall. And all of a sudden it's like, don't you guys have school? And he said, we're here full time. I said, well, I didn't know that. So then, hang on. We got to change your pay. We got to change your stuff. You're full time now. Yeah, that's different. Jack from Story Hill one time, I get this guy in high school. He just can't seem to get a job. Can you give this guy a chance? We put him on. There he is. It's not that we're trying to talk people out of college. Just some people are like, it's the forgotten trades, the people that use their hands. It's the forgotten art of it. Yeah, I went to college. I went to grad school. I did all that. I did a lot of stuff, right? Zach never went to college, and he signed up 3 different years to go. But he didn't really go to college just because of the business. He went to college because he was racing back then. It was just too hard to race and go to school. But then, you know, you don't have to go to school. And there's some people, you know, they always talk to us. I do this when I talk to people at Skills USA. We're not trying to talk you out of college, but there's some people that don't, you know, you don't have to go. You sign up for a degree when you're 18 years old. You don't know, you're 16, 17 years old. You don't know what you want to do with your life. You have to sign up for a degree, you know, and you graduate in something and you end up never using it ever anyway.
You know, Big O, on that.
And they're in debt. They're in debt, too, for it.
The high school sports show I do from 10 to noon, we do this Current Electric Superhero of the Week. And I'll tell these kids, hey, I'll ask them, look, before we do this show, what's the future? What are you looking at? And they'll say, you know, I want to get into nursing, and here's what I want to do. And I said, you know, the cool thing about being your age, you can change your mind twice before we get off the air. Like the next 15 minutes, you can change your mind twice. And that's the cool part about being that age. You know, there's so many options. And I tell you this, the fact that kids are starting to at least look at the trades as one of the options. And I've had some success with some kids that have done that and are going in, and they're working right now with Ray and the people over at Current Electric, because what they really want to do is be an electrician. Well, great. You know what? Let's look at that right now. Instead of going 4 years or 2 years, if you know 100% what you want to do, then let's go ahead and get it going. And I've really had some success with these kids. And right now, the people at Current Electric are like, hey, if you've got anybody else that says the same thing to you, please let us know. Because we're looking in this division, we're looking in the solar division, we're looking all over for kids that are going to show up on time, you know, take some pride in what they're doing, and you know, be happy that they're working here and understand that this isn't just a part-time job, it's a career. And that's made a huge difference in these kids' lives.
Yeah, there's a I'm just thinking about we have this guy, he's from Whitney High School. He's a sports guy, so I know he's listening. You know, the guy's just like, because sometimes you don't know what you want to do. What I'm trying to get to is you don't know what you exactly want to do, so go try it, right? You know, we got that guy named Cam. I was just talking about how great he turned pastor. He doesn't know what he wants to be. He didn't know what he wants to do. So he worked with a carpenter for a little bit, worked for a mason a little bit. And it turns out that he's actually wants to be a carpenter. Now he's starting to do stuff there, you know. Now, and I got one of the best, you know, restoration carpenters, you know, Eric, you know, in the state for duplicating, you know, windows and stuff. Because that's, you know, that's a lot of stuff what we do. You know, plaster stucco is our bread and butter. But people have a window falling out or something. They want to replace an arch window of glass. That kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff that we do. We do that stuff that other people can't do, not just from all these years of the family business being around. So he started working with, you know, he started working with him. He says, hey, I like doing this. You don't have to like say, hey, I just want to be an electrician. You know what I mean? You can just go get started in the electrician field. And when you find out, if you get the electrician field, it goes different directions from there. You know, you look at Ray as in charge of Current Electric, but he's in charge of the marketing.
Right. Yeah. Right. And he's been in the trades a long time, and I can tell you this, he is one sharp dude, man. He watches the stuff that we do for them, and we definitely are doing a tremendous amount right now for Current Electric with my real job here as far as the marketing and all their digital. And man, he keeps on top of that almost on a daily basis. And says, look, we're starting to get a little bit low on leads in this area. Make sure that you pay attention to that. And then I've got other companies that is Nary companies that I started working with because of doing this home improvement show. And we're handling all their digital as well. And some of these guys are like, look, that's your specialty. You do that and we'll do what we do. And just make sure that you're paying attention to this, because we want to make sure you're doing a good job. But we don't understand a lot of that. Ray's a different animal, man. Ray looks at their dashboard pretty much on a daily basis to make sure that we're doing exactly what we had said that we would do for him. And it's interesting because we talked this week about, you know, are there other companies that are out there that are looking for what those guys are doing with me? because, you know, this was a tough year for a lot of people in my industry. And so now it's time to be able to go out and ask people for recommendations, people that I've worked with, you know, the last couple of years, to say, look, if you've got other people in your industry, you know, let me know. Let them know that I'm available to come out and kind of talk about some of the things we do in the digital space and what we do in the marketing and radio space. And let's see if we can help them in 2022. And Ray was like, man, you put a letter together and I'll send an email out to a bunch of my boys and see if there's anybody that next year is going to be looking. And if they are, we'll see if I can get you in for an appointment. And so I love that. I haven't asked people to do that before in the past, but I thought, well, I've been doing this a long time, so maybe now is the time to do that. Hey, Bingo, let's get you a break. We tried. Scott Vasquez from Hallman Lindsay Paints, he was going to be our guest, and he was going to talk a lot about the stuff that they do. And I can tell you, their website, HallmanLindsay.com, boy, there's a lot of really good information on that website. And I sure wanted to get him on because I had a zillion questions. At the beginning of the week, Bingo, I was thinking, boy, are we going to be able to talk paints for an hour? Man, we could talk paints for a lot longer than an hour, because there's a lot of good information that I dug up, and the stuff that he had sent us about building relationships and some of the partners they work with at Hallman Lindsay Paint would have been fun to talk to him about. We'll continue our conversation with Bingo Emmons, again, owner of Creative Construction Wisconsin. Call creativeconstruction.com is their website. This is the Home Improvement Show, and we are built by Creative Construction Wisconsin, powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Only at 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Only on 1250 AM, The Fan. We're going to actually be joined by a superhero in about 2 minutes. Not a superhero from Current Electric. She's a superhero from Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Okay. And hopefully...
Before she starts saying rumors and stuff, yes, I'm a handful. I admit it.
Hey, we're gonna call... Hold on, Bingo. I'm not saying who's coming on yet. You don't know who's coming on. It could be somebody else, but we're gonna reach out to somebody that right on the air I'm going to apologize to and thank. And she's been just, ever since we started doing this show, she's been on top of stuff like crazy, and I really appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to having Sam come on. She kind of runs the place, right?
Well, I'd have to say more than kind of runs it. She is a... I'm not even allowed, and this is the truth. I'm not allowed, people say, I need to see you at this day. I can't make those appointments anymore. I'm not even allowed to make my own appointments.
Well, I think that's probably, with how busy you guys are, it's probably good. And because she's really organized and on top of stuff, it's been a pleasure to work this show, because it... Look, she's on top of it. Ray's on top of his stuff. And so coming from Creative Construction Wisconsin, I know Monday or Tuesday exactly what's going on Saturday. Now, Scott Vasquez didn't pick up his phone, either of the phones we had from him. But, man, everything else so far has just gone perfectly. And I know something came up for Scott. It's not like him over from Hallman Lindsay to do this. So he's obviously, there's something that came up, some kind of emergency this morning. So we're not going to bash him or the people from Hallman Lindsay. We may give them, and this is up to you, but we may give them another chance later in the year to come back on and talk about their products. Their products are phenomenal. You can go to HallmanLindsay.com for more information. But as we talk about Creative Construction Wisconsin, this is the first time we've had a female. Oh no, she was in studio, I think, one time. But I know that since Deb won't come on, we've reached out to Sam and she right away picked up that phone. Sam, how you doing today?
Great, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing great. Hey, Sam. The time that we have here today with what happened with Scott, I wanted to have you on to just apologize to you for the issue that we've had for, I don't know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, something like that. And I promise I'll figure it out. I've sent it up to Chad a couple of times, and you have been very kind with your emails. Just a slight reminder, just a gentle reminder. Don't forget this, Mac. Instead of, like, bashing me the way you could, and I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Just gentle reminders gets the job done.
Yeah, yes, it does for the most part. Sometimes, though, you got to take the way Deb does. And Deb right. just calls and says, hey, man, McGivern, either get this thing done in the next 24 hours or I know where you live because we've done a lot of work at your house. Hey, Sam, talk a little bit about growing up as part of the Creative Construction Wisconsin family and then coming back and being part of this organization.
Sure. So, I mean, I swear since I was born, I knew how to paint. Just the concept of not knowing how to paint is just something foreign to me. I got to tell you, I just learned, so I'm 33 years old, and I just learned about a year ago that a box cutter knife is not actually called a stucco knife.
So your whole life you thought that was a stucco knife?
Yeah, so even at my other jobs, I asked people for a stucco knife, and they had no idea what I was talking about.
Hey, let's talk about, first of all, did you ever think growing up that one day you would come back and be such a big part of Creative Construction Wisconsin?
Oh, no, not at all. Mm-mm, I never thought that.
And where did you go in between, and what were you doing from the time you kind of stopped being part of the company to then coming back in the middle there? Tell us a little bit about what you were doing.
Sure. So I went to a college. I graduated from UW River Falls with an animal science degree. And then from there, I worked at a few different vet clinics. And then eventually I moved down to Texas. And then I found the man of my dreams. And then I married him and scooped him up and brought him back. And then that's when we joined the family business.
Hey, I got a chance to meet him at, there was a after five at Current Electric where he was there. I think his mom might've been there. And he's a really good dude.
Yes, he is. He's absolutely wonderful. And he actually, you guys were talking about earlier about how people change their minds or use degrees for, go to college for a degree and then don't even use that degree. My husband actually went to school for pharmacy. And then so in Texas, he was working in the oil field and just couldn't get anywhere down there. And so now he's up here and he's one of our lead project managers. And that he is really good at being a boss. He's really good at organizing and being a leader.
Hey,
so he's really found his niche.
Hey, Bingo, when you get a chance to bring family back into the company, and Sam Anderson obviously has done, I want to call her Sam Emmons, but she's Sam Anderson now, and to be able to have her and her husband come in, and I know that you've said nothing but really good things about him, and he's not afraid to work, and he gets his hands dirty, and he gets out there and works hard. It's got to mean a lot to you and to pretty much the company, Creative Construction Wisconsin, to have family come back and be part of this thing.
Oh, it's having a family member on your team is they look at the business differently. We thought we'd see what happened. Sam and Aaron came in here, started working. We're like, I don't know. We're like, I don't know if this is going to work, but we kept on working on it. And then all of a sudden, but he had the willing to learn. That's the hard part. He had the willing to learn and stuff. Yeah, he's a natural leader, natural boss of people. He's good at it. And what people do is that's what they do. Is if you're a family member, you look at the business different than a worker does. What I like most about Aaron, of anything, and I'm not worried about the future of this company anymore because Zach was going to be left in charge of this company, and he's just him. And when it was me and Debbie, that's when me and Debbie, because Debbie used to do all her stuff too, but when Debbie and I started working strictly just on this business, it took off. And now you're gonna have Sam and Zach, running this company. I'm not worried about, I'm not worried about the sixth generation at all. I ain't worried about it's not even gonna have a hiccup. It's just gonna be easy transition. It's just gonna just go. So Sam's definitely more organized than I ever was.
Hey,
if people, that's what even proved today. You look at my contracts. So your contract says plaster as agreed. And Sam's like, you need more detail on that. So when you're in charge, you can do that. You're so vague. Because that's what I do. I'm gonna work on their house until they're happy and pay me. That's what I do.
Well, I can tell. Hey, Sam, I can tell you this. I get a chance to spend some time with your grandfather, with Al, and he is so proud of you guys. He just is. He's very, very proud of his grandkids. And when we talk a little bit about Zach, and I would assume that in typical siblings, there are some, you know, problems every once in a while, especially growing up where you guys would yell at each other a little bit. But I know you've got a lot of respect for him and the work that he does at Creative Construction Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. I think there's always going to be some bickering, but it's not like, that's one of the cool things about working in a family business. Like, I mean, Aaron and Zach, they'll bicker at work, and then 30 minutes later, they're both calling each other on the way home from work, talking about their next strategy in Bitcoin. Like,
yeah, I think.
Or even with my parents, you know, because I work in the office with my mom, we'll bicker at office. An hour later, we all go out to lunch. Like, it's not a big deal.
Hey, Sam, you know what? That part of the reason, and when you if you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you know the feelings that I have about your family and about this company. And it's similar to the family that I'm in, the McGivern family. Look, we can get in arguments all day long, but the second somebody needs something, man, we rally as a family. Everybody is there to help. And I find that with your family, that, you know what, you can yell about Zach, but I better not. You know what I'm saying? For people from the outside, you know what, you better respect that what we do, and we have this, we hold hands together because this is our family and this is our company. And I really like that. When I've worked with Creative Construction Wisconsin, not on this show or not in the marketing side, when I've had them come into my home, and I've listened to Bingo and Zach discuss a few strategies, and then Bingo will go and Zach will say, hey, look, he knows what he's talking about, man. He's done this 100 years, and we're going to go with what he recommended, but I'm going to tweak it myself because I think this is going to work as well. And I love that part of it.
Oh, exactly. Like, I can be mad at Zach all day long, but no one else can be mad at him.
I love it. I just do. Sam, can we hold you over for one more segment?
Sure.
She is Sam Anderson, and her husband, Aaron, is also part of Creative Construction Wisconsin. We didn't plan on the show with this. We're going to talk Holman Lindsay Paints, but obviously something came up with Scott Vasquez. We'll try to get him on a show later in the year. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, powered by Kern Electric, on 1250 AM, The Fan. I am Mike McGivern. Got a couple of co-hosts this week, Bingo Emmons and Sam Anderson, both from Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Hey, Sam, we keep saying how great you are at your job. And if you were really good at your job, you'd figure out a way to get your mom to join us one day.
When pigs can fly.
Well, you know, you worked in that business for a while, didn't you, around animals? Have you ever seen a pig fly?
No, I don't think. I've seen a few other things fly, but definitely not pigs.
Well, so there you go. That means probably not going to happen. And that's all right, because it's been a standing joke for about 8 years on this thing. And every time I see her, she just shakes her head at me, says, man, why do you keep talking about that? It's never going to happen. And I go, okay, you never know. Don't ever say never, because maybe one day you will come on. Sam, can you tell me a little bit about a day-to-day trying to keep this business kind of organized and making sure that people are where they're supposed to be? Can we talk just a little bit about a day-to-day, what is in store for you each day?
Oh, sure. So usually each day, the biggest challenge of the day, if I must be honest, is keeping my dad organized. The guys are easy, except when it comes to my dad. So checking emails, responding. I try to respond to customers as soon as I can, even if I don't know the answer for them at that moment. I let them know that I don't know the answer, and I'll be in touch as soon as I do know. Just organizing the guys' schedules. I like to keep everything color-coded. and seamless and organized. I organize the jobs by plaster, stucco, super emergency versus kind of emergency versus, okay, they said that they're willing to wait. So all these different things. So my dad says, okay, I need a job for this guy. Might rain next week. Who's next? And he's in this area. I can just pull it up, bam, right there, ready to go, call the customer, and not a beat missed.
Boy, that's big, especially now when Big O was talking, he said, look, my daughter is telling me, put your big boy pants on and tell people we can't do big jobs until after the first of the year. But if somebody calls with a straight-up emergency, especially somebody that has done business with you guys in the past and is a big fan of Creative Construction Wisconsin, and it's a small emergency job, are you guys, you might be available for things like that?
Sure. So big jobs this time of year is going to get kind of tricky because of the October rain and the little bit cooler temps. But if it's a smaller emergency, or even if it is a big emergency, what we've done in the past is we'll hold them over. We'll secure the area so that way no more further damage gets done. If it's on the outside, we'll put up a water protective barrier. So that way, when it is, the weather is more appropriate in spring, then we can do the job correctly. Because the last thing that we want to do is hurry up and do a job, put a Band-Aid on it, and then it fails. So what we really try to do is, for those people that just have an emergency, we can't get to them for one reason or the other, we try to at least secure it, and so that way no further damage will get done, and it'll be safe until when we can get to it.
414-397-4072. 414-397-4072. And you can call and talk to Bingo, talk to Sam, and find out a little bit about where they're at with some of the things that you're looking for. And if it is a big job that can hold off and you can wait until after the first of the year, get on their calendar now. Because if you think, well, if they can't get to me till after the first year, I'll call them then. By that time, you might be looking at June. So get on their calendar now. Again, 414-397-4072. Hey, Sam, when you were growing up, did you understand the strength of Creative Construction Wisconsin? Because if you talk about the world of stucco in this area, this is the go-to company. And I'm wondering, growing up, if you had any idea outside of that postage stamp that you lived on and that bubble, you know, did you understand the strength of Creative Construction Wisconsin in this area?
No, I had no idea. When I was little, I distinctly remember going with my dad to jobs, and it was always so much fun because then we would get to stop at a gas station and I could pick out whatever I wanted in the gas station. So that was the highlight of young Sam's life. But aside from our garage was full of scaffolding, doing art projects for school was just the best because we always had so many different selection of paints in the basement. So I always thought that was amazing.
Man, so I love the fact, and I'm a sucker for family-owned companies that have been around for a long time. If you hear that commercial I do with Bayview Shade and Blind, very similar to your company, and once the people, the brothers around your age, Sam, kind of started to take over, you know, it kind of changed where a lot of things were done really well, but on a handshake, right? Oh, hey, great, well, we'll shake on it, and then we'll do the work, and then you pay us for what it's worth. But in today's world, you can't do that anymore. And I know that you understand that. And like when Bingo, you know, talked about it, he said, look, she's really kind of got this thing humming in that way. And Deb does a lot of that as well, just to make sure that nothing gets dropped. And I know for a fact, because the thing that I had you on for, you know, we still haven't gotten it done, and that hasn't dropped because we haven't done our end of the bargain here. And I promise you we'll get that done. But when you first started this, you had an idea on how you wanted to get this running. And like you said, color-coded. And other than keeping Bingo in line, everything is running exactly how you thought.
Yeah, so the idea is trying to move the business while forward, you know, progressing with the times, with technology and, you know, and all the legal stuff, while still keeping that handshake mentality as our foundation.
Yeah,
so that ultimately is my goal.
That's the key. Guys, you can go on Facebook and look up Call Creative Construction. They're active on Facebook, and you'll get a really good idea on who the company is and what they do. And there's some great before and after pictures. If you don't understand what we're talking about when it comes to stucco, when it comes to some of the work that Creative Construction Wisconsin does, look, I've had them over to my house for a number of different things. And things that you don't think of, I didn't think of. In fact, I called Zach one time and said, Zach, I'm struggling here. And who would you recommend? He said, what do you mean, who would I recommend? Me. And I said, you do this? He said, yeah, we'll come over and get it done. And when they came over and got it done, my wife was out taking pictures of this and sending them and trying to let people think that I did the work until people understood that I didn't do that work. And it was good. Hey, Sam, thanks for jumping in. I really appreciate it. And I'll take your lead on it, but we'll try to get Scott Vasquez from Hallman Lindsay Paints on later in the year. And I appreciate your willingness to come on and just, you know, talk a little bit about your love for your dad and your family and the great work that Creative Construction Wisconsin does.
Sure. Thanks so much for having me. Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
You bet. Say hi to Aaron for me.
Will do.
Hey, Bingo, thanks a lot. Sorry, we didn't talk to you at all the last two segments, but we sure talked enough about you.
That's fine. I'm just so glad to be a supporter of this channel, of this home improvement show. That's why I was hoping that, you know, bring companies like Hallman Lindsay's and other manufacturers, like say Bayview Shades, going to be on one of these days. People can see, and that's what I like about supporting the show, is you still got a show that's out there giving honest opinions about products, materials, and things. So I'm glad to be a supporter of the whole show.
Well, I'm really happy to, and thank you for that. Say hi to Deb, say hi to Zach. Have a great weekend, Bingo.
Yeah, you too.
You got it. Thanks for listening. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero. Only on 1250 AM, The Fan.